Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the one Nathan Zagura. I'm going to bring Nathan on here. But I want Nathan, I want you to hear this. Good morning, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ric Flair sitting right next to him at a bar. Nathan Zagura joins us right now on the fan hotline. Nathan, I want you to listen to this. I'm sure you already did, but I want everybody else to listen to it. Because if you say it, or I say it, or Tone says it, I think a lot of outsiders checking in with us, they go, you guys, Stockholm Syndrome, you guys, you're Cleveland, you don't understand. You guys have never had a fan base jump in on you like this. I'm going, guys, we were here for Baker and Johnny. This ain't nothing new for us, but fine. But finally, somebody outside of Cleveland had this to say. Nathan, everybody, here's Dan Orlovsky, ESPN.
Will everybody stop with the Shedeur Sanders is being set up to fail narrative? Who do you want to start the game? It's preseason week one. First option, Joe Flacco. He's played for like 20 years. He's not going to start preseason week one. The next two options would be a Kenny Pickett or a Dylan Gabriel. Both are dealing with hamstring injuries. Neither has practiced a ton recently. If they've done anything, I believe it's been 7-on-7. Who do you want to start the game? The next two options are Shedeur and Snoop Huntley. Shador's been there. Snoop Huntley just got there. So while Shedeur may not have had reps with the ones, what else do you want them to do in Cleveland? It's an opportunity for him. It may not be the ideal opportunity. Very rarely is it for a fifth round pick, but it's an opportunity for him to go out there and do in a game what many have reported he's done in practice. Stop with the setup to fail narrative.
Listen, Nathan, I mean, you've been a part of the organization for a long time. We've been broadcast partners with the organization for a long time. We've got to see the ins and outs. I don't think that there have been times where I've disagreed with how they've gone about business over all the different regimes and things like that. But let's be honest. I mean, they didn't just take Shedeur Sanders to put the boots to him and have him go out there and look terrible here. This is a different situation. They're going to do their best to get the very best out of Shedeur, not just today, but obviously throughout all training camp.
It's a crazy narrative. It would be one thing if the people understood the situation that, as Dan Orlovsky pointed out, you've got Joe Flacco, you've got two injured quarterbacks in Kenny Pickett and in Dylan Gabriel, and it's not like he's going out there. It would be one thing if this was a real game, and all you said, okay, he's got no reps with the ones, and then you're going to throw him into a real game and have him sink or swim. This is the preseason. It's the first game of the preseason. He's going to be out there with the twos. He's gotten reps with the twos. So he is going to be out there with people that he has gotten practice reps with that he's been very comfortable. He took the two reps in 11-on-11s in the joint practice against Carolina, and he's going to be with the twos out there. Now, Carolina's going to play their starters for a series, maybe two. So that'll be great work for all of those guys and great valuable tape. But no, this is certainly not a case of trying to set Shedeur Sanders up to fail. Right now, he is the fourth string quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. This is an opportunity. This is a great opportunity. Not a lot of fifth round quarterbacks would get this opportunity with the twos, and he's getting it. Now, we can debate whether or not he should have been a fifth rounder. That's, at this point, it's moot. He was. But I think Shedeur Sanders has gotten good reps with the guys that he's going to be playing with. It is the first preseason game. The notion that this is like starters on starters and he's just being thrown out there without having any chemistry with these guys is wild. The Browns, first of all, they rotate all their receivers anyway. But, yeah, he's going out there with the twos and the threes and a group that he has been very familiar with. And now this is a great opportunity for him to show exactly who he is as a quarterback. And I think if I was Shedeur, I certainly would be very, very excited about this opportunity.
You know, Nathan, this show would never apologize for going over in excruciating detail preseason numbers and yards per attempt. But we did that last segment. The only thing we were missing was expanded ETA, right? We need EPA, I should say, Nathan, which I'm sure you're going to attempt to track down. With that said, how wide open do you think it'll be tonight for Shedeur? Do you think it'll be a controlled passing game?
I think it'll be open for him. I think it will be a lot of it. They want to keep it, you know, in things that he is comfortable with doing. I think people have to remember that it has been pretty well documented that he's had a big learning curve. You know, Dillon Gabriel started more games than anybody in college football history, thrown more passing touchdowns than anybody in college football history. Shedeur Sanders does not have that background, and some of the things that he was asked to do, or things that he, more accurately, not asked to do at Colorado, has had him play catch up. He's worked incredibly hard. He's done a very good job with it. But I think as you look at it, you know, they're going to give him, they want him to be successful. That's the whole point of this. The Cleveland Browns want Shedeur to go out there and play well. They want all these young guys to go out there and play well. So I think it's going to be a lot of concepts that he's comfortable with. I do think you'll see at times maybe some spread, some four receivers, things that he was used to doing, obviously, at Colorado. And you'll see also the blend of what Kevin Stefanski does. Get him under center, run the football, and hit some of those play action, those boots, get him on the edge where he can use his athleticism and use the fact that he's a very accurate thrower on the run and make plays out of the pocket. So I think you're going to get the full gamut. I mean, when you get 50 plays, like you got to get dip into something, right? So I think it's going to be a good look at Shedeur Sanders and what he is able to do. And quite frankly, I'm excited to see it. I know a lot of people are excited to see it. I think when you look at this Browns quarterback situation right now, it's pretty clear that given that he has not gotten any first team reps yet, that, you know, he's not in the competition to start week one, and that's okay. That's okay. Dillon Gabriel now has missed some time. We've said all along, at least when I've talked to you guys, I thought Kenny Pickett was the guy that they were hoping would be the starter in week one, and that Joe Flacco was there in case it can't be Kenny Pickett. Now, Kenny Pickett hasn't been able to do team drills in 2 weeks, and these are a very valuable 2 weeks. And if we go to Philly and he's not able to go out there, I think you are going to get Joe Flacco in week one for the Cleveland Browns against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think people need to just enjoy tonight for what it is, a young quarterback getting an opportunity to really show the world what he is capable of in a preseason game. And let's see how he's doing. He's certainly not being set up to fail. He's going to play with the guys he's been practicing with. And the Browns certainly want to see him succeed.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the Fan Hotline. It's weird to go from a big-name quarterback, but I have to Jamari Thrash, because I'm hearing great things about him. You know, we had almost a 1,000-yard season out of Donovan Peoples-Jones, a bit of a diamond in the rough. Could we sure. get that with Jamari Thrash? I know it's very early to ask that, but, boy, he seems like a fine young man, and I really like him as a wide receiver.
You know, he's done really well. And even in the joint practice, you know, he got into the end zone in the red zone drill. He's getting opportunities with the starters. I'd say right now, kind of clearly the top four receivers in terms of who's getting, you know, reps would be.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy and Tillman, who will not play tonight, they're clearly your one and two. And then it's been, you know, Deontay Johnson and Jamari Thrash, who both have had excellent camps. I think DeAndre Carter's given them a little bit more as a receiver than perhaps they were expecting when they brought him in, although he did have a 500-plus yard season with the Chargers a few years ago. Jamari Thrash was, you know, Steve Smith, we're in Carolina. Steve Smith was out that joint practice. Jamari Thrash was Steve Smith's one of his favorite receivers in that draft a year ago. He remains very bullish on him. We'll see. The Browns are going to need in that receiver room, as it is currently constructed, either Deontay Johnson to return to, you know, his Pro Bowl form, or at least very productive form, you know, 700, 800 yards. And certainly he looks, the ability to create separation is definitely still there. They're going to need Cedric Tillman to stay healthy and kind of show what he did in that three-game stretch. And they're going to need somebody else to step up, because that's just the nature of the beast. And, you know, Jamari Thrash, I think, is a very good candidate for that. But tonight we'll get a good look at him, because tonight I think with Shedeur, you know, at least for the first quarter, he and Deontay Johnson are kind of going to be in that 1-2 receiver role. And so can you do it now in a game with the lights on, because you're going to get some reps against their ones, although J.C. Horn won't be out there, but you're going to get some reps against their ones. You know, can Jamari Thrash stand out in this environment tonight? I think that will be something certainly to watch.
Nathan Zagura with us, Browns Radio Network. Of course, you'll hear from him later tonight right here on 92.3 The Fan. So this might be a tough question for you to be able to answer, but for the organization and for the coaching staff, Which is more important in evaluation? Was it what just happened in Carolina the other day with their joint practice, or will it be what happens tonight, not just for quarterback, for everybody?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think when you look at the joint practice, the people that they really wanted to you're evaluating everybody, and you want to see all of that. But what you wanted to see in the joint practice was your good players play very well, because that's the only opportunity you're going to see for them. So, and you saw that. I thought our lines were both excellent. Joe Flacco played well. Jerry Jeudy has been a standout all camp long, and certainly continued that there. So you saw that. Then, yes, of course, you're evaluating your twos. You're evaluating your threes. But I think for those guys, it's all being evaluated. That was important, the joint practices. That's certainly more important than a regular training camp practice. But I think for these guys tonight to compete under the bright lights, how do they handle that? Do they change what they're doing because the situation has changed, or do they take what they did on the practice field and they take that to the game field tonight? So, yes, this is big evaluation. This is a big evaluation point for those guys, guys fighting for roles. And I think if you're talking about, you know, some of those guys who are looking to make sure they get playing time on actual Sundays, you know, those first 8 to 12 reps when you're going against the Panther starters, those are going to be important reps. Kevin Stefanski said that to me last night on the Kevin Stefanski show. But, yeah, this is big evaluation. You've got this one, then you're going to go to Philly. You're going to get two joint practices there. Again, more emphasis on your starters, and that's why I think watching Kenny Pickett and where that hamstring's at next week is going to be critical, because if he misses another week, I just think it's going to be really hard for him to be the week one starter, and I think Joe Flacco's had a great camp, and so we'll watch that. But then that game again next week in Philly, it's not going to be the starters. It's going to be these guys, second team, third team, who are trying to make this roster, trying to carve out a role. And, yeah, these are big, big evaluations, the games.
Nathan Zagura with us on the show. Hey, who are maybe some ones who could be playing on the defensive side of the ball?
I think you'll see the rookies, probably not for too long.
Mason Graham, yes.
Yeah, Mason Graham, okay. Carson Schlesinger, you'll see those guys out there. As you kind of go through it, this is, do not hold me to this because it is not, we didn't go kind of position by position, but I don't think, let's do it this way. I don't think you'll see Myles Garrett. I don't think you'll see Malik Collins. I don't think you'll see Greg Newsom. I don't think you'll see Grant Delpit. I don't think you'll see Denzel Ward. Beyond that, I think you could see a lot of stars. I think you will see, like, Ronnie Hickman. I think it certainly makes sense for him to be able to get some reps out there. I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on, and something I would direct people's attention to is the slot cornerback battle. Cam Mitchell, Miles Harden, how they perform tonight, because with MJ Emerson out, Greg Newsom's going to be an outside corner. So that certainly is something to watch. I do think you'll see probably all the linebackers. Mahmoud Diabate is out, so, you know, maybe Jerome Baker and Devin Bush won't get as many reps as the young guys. Bookie Watson, Winston Reed, Ethan Mascarenhas Arnold, which is a great name. Yeah, but I think it's more, you just won't see Miles, you won't see Malik Collins. I'm excited to see our defensive ends, Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Joe Tryon-Soyinka, Julian Okora, Cam Thomas. They've all had very good camps, and I think that'll be fun to watch. But I really think on the defensive side, it's just the big names. Miles, Malik, Newsom, Delpit, Ward, for sure that you won't see, because we got a lot of young guys over there.
Has Cam Thomas, of all people, I know that people are like, what are you asking about Cam Thomas? I keep hearing his name. Has he reached pet cat status where it's like, hey, they really, really, really like him?
I think that is going to be a really, really fascinating battle between Cam Thomas and Julian Okwara for the fifth defensive end spot. I think Miles, Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Joe Tryon-Soyinka, that's going to be your top four. And typically, we carry five defensive ends. Now, all six could stay in the program, but we're pretty good there. Cam Thomas, I thought, played well last year, five games. He had a sack for the Browns. You know, Okwara has been a productive pass rusher in his career out of Notre Dame, a former third-round pick. That's what's wild about it. Cam Thomas is a third-round pick of Arizona in 22. Okwara was a third-round pick of Detroit in 20. So these are guys that obviously had some pedigree coming out of college. He's been good. I don't know if he's at pet cat's status. I think he and Okwara, that's going to be a real good battle. Alex Wright has been dominant. And you go back, and anybody who's able to have some of the tape from that joint practice, there was a rep in one-on-ones where he took the guard because he's got the ability to line up inside. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun with, you know, this pass rush. Mason Graham and Myles Garrett in that joint practice worked some games, some TE stunts, and they were unblockable together, which is something I think could be fun to watch. But Alex Wright threw their guard literally onto his back. feet, and with such force that the guy somersaulted a couple of revolutions. That got everybody going, obviously, on the Browns defense. But he's back. He's healthy. I got a chance to talk to him, and he's looked good. McGuire's looked good. Shoyinka is so long, so fast, former first-round pick who can get around the edge. So I think that group is going to be a lot of fun to watch. But Cam Thomas, Okwara, I think for that battle for the fifth one, that's something if fans are watching, you know, late in this game, watch that, because in our camp, they have dominated our third-string tackles, dominated them. And we'll be curious to see how that plays out in this game tonight.
Nathan, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours. We'll be listening to you tonight and looking forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
All right, guys, thank you. I think a lot of things are going to become a lot clearer for the Cleveland Browns next week when we head to Philly. Enjoy tonight.
Nice.
And, you know, hopefully Shador goes out there and puts on a good show for all of us.
We do appreciate it. Nathan Zagura on the Fan Hotline. Excellent stuff from him, hearing about Shador, what he can do tonight. And more clarity will probably be provided for us next week against Philadelphia. So this is, in the words of Paul Dolan, enjoy him.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.